Blog Talk Radio.
So how do we begin to nurture that hunger? What are the characteristics or the qualities of people that are hungry? What will it take for me to get some of the things that I want? And being hungry for those things. Number one, you've got to work on yourself. It's very important that you engage in an ongoing process to develop you. Spend more time on yourself than what you've been spending. The next thing, part of what feeds that hunger, you've got to develop a sense of urgency. The next thing that begins to nurture that hunger, honor yourself as your word. Don't give your word out lightly. When you throw your word out there and you don't honor it, it makes a statement about you that if I speak it, I'm going to live it. It's who I am because I want my life to reflect my words and honoring who I am and what I express. Another challenging area in terms of nurturing and developing that hunger in yourself is learning the art of becoming single-minded. Learning how to concentrate. Learning how to focus in. And you'll be surprised at the things that you're able to do. Of the people that you'll be able to attract. Of the opportunities that you'll be able to see. You'll begin to see things that have been staring there looking you in the face. And, I can't believe this has been here all this time.
The following is rated TV MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
I got up, bro. Motherfucking class is in session real quick. We got to talk about what just happened here because this shit is going over a lot of y'all heads. Some of y'all just joining us. Some of y'all just don't know what happened. We got to explain everything that happened because a lot of y'all, this shit has went so fast, so quick that it was just, we just went through a buzzsaw. The lines are open. Y'all can come on in and call in. Come on in. Good night, Corey. Good night, Corey. Y'all call in real quick. And like I say, man, I'm telling y'all, what you just heard in the last hour or the half, damn near 2 hours, is what I'm trying to get y'all to see why you need to be prepared for Valentine's Day. You never know when that moment is going to come up, and if you don't have your shit together, you are not going to win this. Now, the lines are open. Y'all say y'all call in. Call the fuck in because I'm not going to be on that. There you go. The motherfuckers are calling in. There you go. First, I'm going to bring in 505, then 323. 505, what's up? What's going on, brother? What's up?
Yo, that was good, Steve, man. That was an absolutely inspiring show, man. Just listening to you take that kid from Instagram messages to meeting this bitch in the park. Incredible, man. I just want to know. Where do I start?
Much love, man. Much love to you. No, where you start is send me a message at the Man Mindset. Put your number, and I'll call you. We'll talk so I can set you up something. But
all right, sounds good, Steve.
But here's the thing, fam. This is how long you been listening to us for, man?
Man, I've been listening to your show for probably like 4 months now.
Oh, now you see the results. You see us in action, huh?
Oh, man, it's been amazing, man. The Rosebud show is good, but this one, there was something special about the show, man. Like, I understand this kid's hang-ups, you know what I mean? So it spoke to me a little bit.
Well, the thing that was great about what happened was because he was losing.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to figure out how we can turn it around to make him win. But also, like I said, I wanted him to push as far as he could on that edge and then bite her neck to talk about, look, I know we're talking yet, but okay, when are we going to see each other? But she reached out and she said, okay, can we see each other? So now it was on. Now he had to wash his nuts real quick. That shit was funny. He had to hurry up and wash his nuts, brush his teeth, you know what I mean? He had to do all that shit. But we got him out there. He got two hugs. And don't get me, listen. Those are all important. Everything that he did is important to the Ender game. Because, listen, this is only a battle. This is not the war. And I don't want him to feel like he lost out. Listen, he only slept with four girls in his life. Think about that, okay?
No, the kid didn't lose at all, man. The kid won so hard tonight. It was amazing watching him win.
Hey, and this bitch is this woman is out of his league, and he knows that, but he was still cool. He got over the nervousness, and he just listened to Uncle Dean, and he did good. And that was important for him to stay and wait for it, because I don't want no woman out at that time by herself. We don't do that shit.
No, respect, man.
Right, respect. But when he fucking left, you remember when you change your motherfucking mind, you get at me. And what she said is, I can't do business and pleasure. No, bitch. That's what you're saying. Mm-hmm. We can do business and pleasure. You just got to separate it. See, put it on her. You got to separate it. I can do it. So get at me when you want to. And that's where we left it. But I'm telling you, she's going to get back in touch with him. And I'm still going to guide her. I'm going to get him to get this pussy. And I'm going to keep riding him. And I'm going to keep pushing him just like I will you, 505, and everybody else that want to fuck with me. I got your fucking back. You never have to worry about being alone when you're dealing with the motherfucking Dean, 505. Never.
That's why you're the Dean, Steve. Appreciate you, man. I'll hit you up on that shit, man. Appreciate you.
Yeah, much love with you, man. Hit me up. Send me your number and on themanmindset@gmail.com. Send me your number, and I'll call you, and we will chop it up. Okay, brother?
On it, bro.
All right, much love to you. Thank you, brother. I love that. 505, much love to you, man. My dog, 323, what's up, man? Holler at your boy. What's up?
Yo, it's got Juice.
What's up, Juice, baby?
Man, that changed my mind. I had to call in. You said call in. I wish I would be the first one to call in, man.
Hey, you big 505 beat you to the punch. But, hey, Juice.
Yeah.
Juice, when I tell Juice, when they come on YouTube and say, why do you want to listen to that old man? Why do you want to listen to that motherfucker who don't have no game? That motherfucker's old. He's married. He's this. He's that. But do I not show results? Come
man,
on.
You show results right now. Whoever was AMS, he missed out. He could have changed his world, too. But
think about that, man.
Steve, look, understand what he was saying in the text, like, before, but you brought him from the dead to all the way to the higher top.
Of course. Oh, absolutely. Look, listen. He was dead in the world because he allowed, remember, always remember, when she can dictate and control you, what beautiful women do is control the narrative that best suits them. And then what guys do, because they look good, they're like, wow, she's beautiful. I'll never be able to talk to anyone like that before, so I got to tippy-toe and walk on eggshells. I'm tippy-toeing around. Fuck that shit, dog. Fuck that, Juice. So what we did is what I did was I took Cinderella. I started working the Cinderella angle. We started talking about the shoes. We talked about the cocoa. We talked about the weed, and then she wanted to tell him a story. So, hey, you see the smooth-ass poem. You see where the poetry comes from, dog? You see it?
Man, it blew my mind. I was like, yeah, it's time for me to get on my shit, because he beating me with the smooth talk. And he, oh, my God, man.
Yes, and Go ahead.
One thing that blew my mind is when you told him to say some real stuff, and she actually went for it. At first, I thought she would, like, say something else because she was choking, and I could tell.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then, hey, the best part about it is, dog, after he started talking that yak, it got crazy. She like, I'm going to be at the park in 5 minutes. Oh, shit. We got it.
At first I didn't believe her, but you always tell me never assume that. And then once I didn't think of it, and then look what happened. She pulled up on him real quick and everything. He was happy in the motherfucker. I was happy for him.
I was happy for him. He got his hug because he followed me along with the hug. He talked to her, got another hug from her, a long hug. You remember what he said? He didn't just get a hug. So, but, hey, what did she say to him when she got out the car? I'm a freak. Did you hear that?
I went back in like, oh, hold on.
So if he, hey, man, he couldn't really hear me. That's why
Dean, when
he was kind of.
When you want me to start, man? Hold on. When you want me to start, man? For real? You laughing? No. Come on, man.
Juice, you know the deal. Send me the email. We'll
talk
back.
Yeah, I already know.
Because, listen, I want y'all to be ready for Valentine's Day, man. This can happen to you. You just got to know how to talk that yak. You got to be able to talk to these women. Because he was still, hey, did you hear when he was with the bitch? She tried to control the conversation. But what was the best thing she said? You're all about you. Remember that?
Yeah, because, like, he had said, oh, she started tripping, like, oh, whatever, this and that, this and that. And then you told him a little bit, say a little bit worse, and then she just listened. Everything went down. She didn't know what to say.
Yeah, I was in his ear, dog. I was his guardian angel, man. That's what I'm saying to y'all motherfuckers. Anytime y'all go out with a woman and y'all need me help, you go out on a date, just get a Bluetooth. Get some coaching or whatever, and I'll walk you through that shit, dog. You listen, you'll never be alone with me, dog. Anytime you need me, that's what I'm here for you guys. All you motherfuckers, man. Oh, man, come on, man. Y'all
yeah, I need to get
easy?
Started. I don't know. Man, yeah, it's easy. The way you was, it wasn't the way he said it. It's like his energy was going with it, like, I understand he was, like, stopping, pausing a little bit, but at the same time, I didn't understand why she didn't trip, why he kept, like, pausing and saying words, but she knew he had that smooth talk.
Yeah, she knew he was a smooth talker by the shit I was telling him to say, and he kind of ad-libbed, which is good, but the best thing that he is going to realize when he wakes up in the morning is, oh, shit, I talked to a 13. And if I can talk to a 13, I sure can talk to a 6, 7, 8, 9, or 10. If I can talk to a 13, them mother bitches don't mean shit to me. That's what I'm talking about.
For real.
That's that yah, yah, me, fam.
That yah, yah.
That yah, yah, man. Come on, man. Fuck with me, man. Yeah, me.
Man, I got to start, man. He already beat me to the finish line halfway, but I just, man.
I'm telling
Dean,
y'all.
You changing worlds, man.
I'm trying to change y'all one man at a time. I'm trying to say, I'm showing you why I'm different from everybody else. I'm trying to show you that everybody else cannot do what the fuck I do. I'm doing this unscripted. This is hot, live, right now. I don't have to think about it. There's no fucking screen or anything. This is live, right now. And that's what I'm trying to tell you.
Fire.
Shit, I might get on the chat line and talk a little bit of good shit and pull more women. I might get on that bitch right now and be like, what's up, ladies? How y'all guys, how y'all ladies doing? You know what? One thing I love to do when I talk to a beautiful, sexy woman is have her. You know me? I could do that. I can talk some smooth. I don't. Hey, I know y'all talk way. I talk that crazy shit. But yo, man. Hey, man. Wait, Steve. She got. Oh, wait, shit. Hey, Jay. Wait, Jay. Call into the show, Jay. Call into the show right now, Jay. Right now. Right, motherfucker. Call in, Jay.
All right, Steve. I'm gonna let him call us. I hit you on the email.
I love you, man. Much love. 765. What's up? What's your name? What's up? Seven six five. You there?
Yo.
Yeah. What's good with you,
yo,
man?
You
what's up
me?
With you, brother?
Hey, what
yeah,
up? It's Whiskey, man.
Oh, Whiskey, what's up, baby?
Shit, just
hold on,
chilling.
Whiskey.
Shit.
All right, wait, stay with you. Hold on, Whiskey. I'm going to keep you on line. Hold on a second. Hey, Jay, you there, baby? Jay, hold on a second.
Yeah,
Jay,
yeah,
what
I'm
you
here.
Say to you? Hold
can you hear me?
Yeah,
first
I hear you. What you say to
you? Let me slow down. First of all, do you remember the girl at the very beginning of the text of our conversation?
Yeah, the one that you, because she fed you a meal or something, you tried to mess around with her, push the envelope?
Yeah, that one got back to me, and she said, ha-ha, you good. I'll let you know here soon. New York Fashion Week coming up soon.
All right, say this back to her. Say this back to her. You ready?
Yeah.
Tell her, hey, have
you remember
a great
the,
time.
You remember the conversation, right? You remember,
come
like,
on,
this is the one that I told her I wanted to get.
Yes.
I told her I wanted to get dessert and eat it off of her.
Yes. It's
okay,
you remember.
Got okay.
Say this, right? Hey, Whiskey, mute yourself real quick. Okay, 719, you ready?
Yeah.
Say, have a great time at Fashion Week.
Okay, have a great time at Fashion Week.
And say, when you get a bit of, when you have a little bit of free time, message me back because I would love to talk to you. That's it, okay?
Yeah.
Right now, listen, you're instructing her on what you wanted to do. You're telling her. You're being assertive. You're leading her, okay? You're telling her. When you got some time, holler back at your boy, basically, okay?
Okay, bet. Okay, and then the girl from the park got back to me, too.
All right, what's up, fam? What's up?
Okay, the girl from the park, she said, I said, you can definitely have business and pleasure, but you have to be able to separate the two. She said, LOL, no man, just business. Need to set the bar in place. You're a dope cinematographer, and I'd like to work with you. But if it's going to be an issue, it was a pleasure meeting you. I'll give you 2 weeks, and if you're still not comfortable working together, I can find someone else. I just see you had experience and you're talented, and I'd like to help each other level.
Hey, say this to her. Say this to her. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Say, oh, hell yeah. Hold on a second. Say this. My dog's hit me. My dog Star's hit me. Hold on a second. I'm about to go on Star Show. Fuck yeah. Hold on a second. Hold on. Hold on a second. All right. What I'm saying right now to you is this. Look, what I'm saying is this. What I'm saying is that. Say, instead of waiting 2 weeks, go find somebody who can help you with your career. And then say, that way we don't have to worry about business anymore. See what I'm saying? Solution-based, baby. You go, hey, listen, you go find somebody else to help you with your career so then you and I can get to other things. You see what I'm saying? That's what you're saying, okay?
Wait, okay. Instead of waiting 2 weeks, go find someone that can help you with your career so you and I can get to other things?
Yeah, so you and I can get to know each other better now. That's the fucking waiting 2 weeks. You go find someone that can help you with your career. Let's go get to know each other better.
Hell yeah. No, that's real, bro. I appreciate that.
Okay. All right, so send that shit to her. Let me talk to Whiskey. I'm going to keep you on. Just mute yourself. Send that to her right now, okay? All right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Send that shit to her right fucking now. All right, what's up, Whiskey? Holler at your boy. What's up, fam?
What up? Am I off mute now?
Yeah, you off mute. Talk to your boy. What's up, Whiskey? Hey, how you think your boy did tonight? How was I, man?
Man, you was bomb like always, but I was cutting in and out because I was at work.
Oh, so you kind of missed everything that happened, huh?
No. I seen the go to the park. I heard the whole go to the park part and everything. But was that the same dude? Was that the same dude?
Yeah.
The girl talking about cinematographers?
Yeah. I just helped him with both. He was dealing with two women, so I just helped him out with both women.
Oh, okay. I thought that was the same dude.
No, it was the same guy. It was the same guy. He just talked to. He had two different women he was dealing with.
Oh, damn. Hey, yo, Dean.
Okay, what's up, Bram? I'm listening.
Oh, you hear me? Hey, man, I know I hit you up before, but I got, like, a different problem. Like, I told you about this broad man on Tinder a few months ago, and I smashed her the first time I met her. I called her 2 weeks later, told her to come through my party. She came through, stayed the night, smashed her again. We didn't talk for a few months. She ended up getting a new boyfriend. I didn't find this out until recently, but she hit me up out the blue, and she keeps sending me these little Snapchat pictures and little cute bullshit, you know, little bullshit, and I'm like, how you been, this and that? And she's like, well, yeah, I've been seeing somebody and this and that. I've been good. I was like, well, you being bad because you're talking to me right now. But what I'm trying to say is it don't make no sense because she keeps sending me all these little goofy pictures and all this shit like she wants some attention. But actually, let me tell you this. The last time I talked to her, I let her know. So she's like, what are you doing after that? I said, well, I'm probably going to go home and wonder why you keep sending me all these messages and you ain't trying to fuck. And then she laughed. She was like, oh, you don't want to be friends? I said, nope. And then the next day, and ever since, she's still sending me pictures. So I'm like, if she ain't trying to fuck, why is she still sending me little pictures and trying to get my attention?
Let me ask you this question. Why didn't you ask? Did you ask her that fucking question, fam?
Yeah. And she just laughs it off, like, oh, no, we friends, and this and that. Like, no, we ain't. And then she's still sending me shit. Like, she sends me about 3 or 4 Snapchats a day for about 3 weeks straight. Just little pictures, like, getting off work. Oh, it's early. Oh, it's this. Just, like, I don't know if she's just fishing for attention. Or I just got to, I don't know, but she seemed like she wasn't down.
Whiskey. You got two roads to go down. I'm giving you two choices that you can take. Number one road you can take is yanking her fucking chain and letting her know I don't have female friends. You are very sexy. You're very attractive. You know I'm trying to get at you and you're playing games. That's not me. That's number one route. Number two route, you're like, you know what? If you in the picture-sending mood, why don't you go ahead and take off your shirt and send me a photo of your body? Why don't you let me go see that ass. Show me how pretty that pussy is. Because you got to talk shit to her because you ain't no friend of hers. You got two roads.
Exactly.
You got two roads. Whatever road you want to take, it's going to get into the same thing because you ain't that motherfucker. And that's where y'all,
exactly.
That's, hey, look, you got to let her
and
know
that's what
that
I've been trying to communicate to her.
Right, but
I told her, I said, we can't be friends. I said, hell no. And she just like laughs it off, LOL, but she keeps telling me shit.
Hell no is not telling her why, though, Whiskey.
Oh, give her the why, young man. Right.
Damn it. Yes, Whiskey. Give her the why. Hell
gotcha.
No, because I can't see myself friends with someone like you because look at you. You got a beautiful body. Look at your body. Beautiful ass. Sexy lip. You want me to be friends with you? I can't do that. See what I'm saying? That's the why.
Yeah.
Right? But when you say hell no, you ain't really telling them anything, bro.
Got you, man. Cool.
Okay.
Yeah, I got you.
All right. Anything else you got for me, fam?
Not yet.
Okay. All right, well, hold on a second. Hey, wait, 719. Did you get a message back or anything?
Let me check.
All right, let me see.
Nah, I didn't get nothing back yet.
Okay. All right, so I'm just wanting to see, because I'm about to wrap this up, man, because I got to go on Star Show tomorrow, talk about Metal and shit. So, but yeah, the whiskey. Hey, yeah, man.
Who's show?
Fuck that. What do you say now?
Who's show?
Star, don't worry. I'm going to post that. I'm going to post it on my Facebook and shit. I'll be going on a Star Show.
Hey.
Star in the morning.
Oh, okay, cool. Hey, yo, well, again, man, for the toolkit, appreciate it. And tonight was fucking epic and life-changing. I can't wait to just see what happens next and the whole thing. Like, I appreciate everything.
Just think what's going to happen when you go to Valentine's Day weekend, dog. You're getting the confidence right now. You're building it up, man. You're going to smash, dog. You're going to smash.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah, please, right? Yeah, right.
Yo, I'll be looking forward to that, whatever you got going on in the morning, man. Hope everything goes well.
Yeah, and also, like I say, man, when she hits you up, just send me a message and everything on Facebook or whatever. And when I wake up, I'll check it out. I'm about to go watch some TV and relax and save my voice because I'm losing it right now. So I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
I'm going to crash, and I'm going to get up in about 4 hours, 5 hours, whatever, and I'm going to start my day. So it's about one now, so I'm about to chill, watch Vikings. I got to watch Vikings and shit. Rest my voice,
okay.
And I got be ready for tomorrow. So, but guys, I love y'all, mother. Y'all my dogs, man. You know what I mean? I love y'all. I want y'all to win. I want y'all to be successful. Trust me, man. I'm not gonna steer you wrong. You gotta be firm on that 719. And like I said, you sent that message to her, right? Right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If she says anything you don't like, I'm going to give you one in the chamber. If she says anything you don't like, send her a take care. That's it. Take care. You're done. I'm finished. Fuck you. Okay? Take care.
Okay,
bet. If she goes, look, there's no excuse now. You tell her to go find somebody else. So her and I,
that's
we can
real.
Talk that down. Right. So I solved it. You don't want to do it? Take care. Bye.
I feel it. All right, man. I'll be okay. Paying attention. I'm going to get into this toolkit and go over all my homework and shit because I got to get everything flowing right.
Get back on the branch, dog. Watch the fucking branch. Watch that video. Watch that boot camp. Okay.
Okay. I got you.
All right. Hey, Whiskey. Let old girl know it. Hit me on motherfucking Facebook tomorrow if she replied back. Okay. I got you, Whiskey. Okay.
Oh, she will. She will.
Yeah, no doubt. Just holler back at me and let me know. I mean, I'm losing my voice now and shit, so I'm going to wrap this motherfucker up. But yeah, man. So.
All right. Cool, man. Hell yeah. I'll let you know. I'll send you the text.
All right, no doubt. Much love to you, Whiskey, man. I appreciate you, brother.
All right. All right, you too, man. All right,
peace out.
All
right. Love. All right, man, 719. I'll see you later, too, okay, big dog?
Yeah, take care, man.
All right, peace out, brother. All right, guys, I'm about to wrap this up, man. It's the Man Mindset. We've done a long-ass show. I need to go ahead and rest my voice because I got to do some Metal battling tomorrow, so I'm going to wrap this up. www.themanmindset.com, man. I appreciate you all, man. Hey, guys, like I always say, man, I got your fucking back. Get at your motherfucking boy. Look, fasting, lose those 20 pounds if you want to, but what's important is start gaining your mindset, getting your shit right. Remember, it doesn't matter if you're fat, tall, skinny, and all that other shit. Yes, fasting, I want them to be happy, healthy. Absolutely right, and I love the information that you are giving these guys. Keep giving them that information. But at the end of the day, guys, I need your mind tight. Tight. Yeah, I'm talking right now. I should be going on tomorrow, so I'll post it on Facebook and Twitter. I should be going on probably noon, between 10 and noon tomorrow, about Metal. So I'm just, maybe I should be doing it. Not a definite, but it should be. So the email is themanmindset@gmail.com. Let me post it in. Hold a second. Let me type it in. Send me, hey, there's an email. Send that email. Send me your name. Send me your number, and I'm going to call y'all guys tomorrow, okay? Yeah, so I will, look, give me a chance. Hey, add me on Facebook. I'm going to post it on Facebook, and I'm going to post it on Twitter. So add me, and I will let y'all know on Facebook the times of that. I don't have it locked down, okay? So I gotta save my voice, man. I'm losing my voice. I'm going to have to deal with that jungle out there and shit. Got to deal with the jungle and shit, so I gotta fight. They're going to be cussing me out and all that shit, but I got to be ready, man. So I'm going to be ready for y'all motherfuckers. Got you covered, man. All right, so let me see here. Hold on a second. Hey, y'all don't know what happened, Blank. I don't know what happened. You got to give me, okay, Blank. I'll call you later, Blank. I got you, Blank. All right, but let me go ahead and wrap this up, man. Hey, I'm the Dean, man. Much love to you guys, man. Y'all be good, man. Yes, mind over body first. I love y'all guys. Thanks for listening to me. I got to save my voice. I'm going to go watch Vikings now and prepare myself, man. Hey, man, I thank you, High Def. I appreciate that. Y'all pass this out to guys and show them the power of the man mindset, okay? I'm the Dean, man. Y'all have a very, very, very good night. And I'll make sure that I get at y'all on Tuesday. You know, our live show. But just keep your ear to the ground. I'm going to be ride my bike on Instagram or YouTube or something like that, okay? So please be well. Let's go. Let's get the fuck out of here. Yeah.